It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing that unfortunately keeps happening is the homicide rate and the crimes, non-fatal shootings in our metro area. On the line, we have our good friend. We like to call him our friend. He's actually the mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas, who's been at the helm of the fight. How you doing today, Mayor?
I am doing all right. It is always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you. I know you don't have much time, but we want to talk briefly on what is happening next, because it was announced and you found out like I did on Twitter. The Justice Department has launched Operation Legend, bringing federal help in to deal with this high rise in crime. Tell us more, Mayor, what you know so far.
Well, you know, what I've learned so far, it did kind of come to me in a way that's different than usual. Usually there's more collaboration, but, you know, it is what it is. I talked to the United States Attorney for this area yesterday evening. I understand it's going to relate to investigation, making sure that there is support, helping to solve a lot of the unsolved homicides, murders that we have in Kansas City. Unfortunately, this is not a group that's coming into patrol. It's not a group that's coming in to enforce, regular laws. All of that. They're not replacing the police department, and we certainly will not be having tanks coming down the streets of Kansas City. And so my belief and hope is that it is really just to support law enforcement efforts already, trying to do some of those cold cases, that sort of thing, and hopefully get some crime solved in Kansas City.
Yeah, with a 40% increase over the last year, and we're in the midst of a pandemic, you're just like, how is this happening? So we definitely want everything resolved. And of course, Operation Legend, named after 4-year-old legend Taliaferro, shot sleeping in his bed, which just, Mayor Q, just has floored us in this community.
You know, I think every now and then there is a crime. If you've been in Kansas City for a long time, you remember Precious Doe.
Yes.
Or those sorts of things, right? That tell you, what are we doing, right? And create this huge moment of concern. And so for me, I think that is another important step that we had. And I think that we need to make sure that we're not looking past our problems. We're not looking past our challenges. And so that's why this is so important to me.
And if you know anything about any unsolved homicide from a legend or anyone else, 816-474-TIPS. And Mayor, one last thing before we let you go. What do you want to say to our community in helping us take up, you know, the fight to keep our community safer and do something about this homicide rate?
You know, I think there are a few different things. First of all, talk to your young people. Tell them in the same way you might have conversations about drugs or sex, right? Really talk about guns. Talk about not picking up firearms. Talk about how that's not a way to resolve things. Because there are a lot of young people who are getting killed. A lot of young people just getting shot. It's heartbreaking, and we cannot tolerate it and let it continue in our community.
Absolutely. So we appreciate you, Mayor Q. And, of course, you keep us up to date on everything on Twitter yourself. I do follow you. They'll be trolling my mayor, though, and we will help you in this fight. Thank you so much, Mayor Q.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.